Happy Easter. And welcome, all of you, on this very special day. May the spirit of Easter bless you with new power and new life. On this day, we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is risen. Death cannot engulf him. Death cannot imprison him. Death cannot lock him up behind the stone. The stone is rolled away. The stone is rolled away. What does death do to us? It does not just kill our physical body. It creates fear within us. It brings fear to us. So whenever people see death, only thing they can see is fear. Nothing else they can see. Death not only locks away the dead by closing the door of the tomb with a large stone, death also imprisons the living with the stone of fear. That stone keeps us in the dark. We're too fearful to go beyond where we are. We're too fearful to experience something new. We are too fearful to face our own true self. There is a rock that blocks our way. And that stone is rolled away. Jesus told people to remove the stone when he raised that dead Lazarus. Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone. Take away the stone." In the same way, the stone was taken away and rolled away from Jesus' tomb. Mark described it in this way. "And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, 'Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?' When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back." The stone was rolled away. The stone was removed. The resurrected Jesus, the resurrected Christ, did not need the stone, physical stone, to be rolled away. When you read, according to John, the resurrected Christ could go in and out of the locked door without any problem. Resurrected Jesus did not need the removal of the stone that blocks the tomb. And yet, the scripture said, the stone was rolled away. This gives us a symbolic image of freedom. Stone being rolled away. That stone is fear. Fear is rolled away. Fear of death is rolled away. Even though the fear was the greatest damage death brought to us. Now that fear is rolled away with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is what resurrection is all about. Resurrection is not about the dead coming alive. The resurrection is about our fear being overcome, removed. Resurrection was what happened to Jesus. And yet, when that happened, the fear was removed from us. You don't have to live anymore with fear. You don't have to look at life with fear anymore. When the fear is removed, then you can live with courage. To children, remove that stone from them so that they can also live with courage. Cultivate that. Remove that stone so that they can live with courage. That's the spirit of resurrection. When fear is overcome, you can see your life much more clearly. Because fear blocks your eyesight. You cannot see what you're supposed to see. You cannot feel what you're supposed to feel. But when that fear is gone, you can see what you're supposed to see. You can feel what you're supposed to feel. Everything looks brighter. When the stone is blocking your way, everything becomes uncertain. Only darkness. Now with the stone removed, you are free to move forward with confidence. You're free to dare to live with courage. That's a new reality. When the fear was gone, St. Paul described that experience with this. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Without fear being overcome, you can never have this power in your life. But when the fear is gone, naturally, power fills your heart. You can live with empowerment. And you can confront death with courage. You don't have to run away from death. You can confront it, face it. When the fear is gone, where is your victory, death? Where is your sting, death? Death, you cannot intimidate me anymore. Death, you cannot control me with fear anymore. I'm not going to live with fear. I'm going to live with courage to fight for justice, to fight against the evil, to fight for love. Now we can do that with that empowerment. That was how Jesus confronted his own death. To Jesus, death was not something that he had to avoid at all costs. Death was not the finality. Death was not destruction. To Jesus, when he confronted death, his own death, with courage, with fear being removed, he was able to see something else in death. He saw that death creates fruit. Death bears fruit. He redefined what death was. Facing his own death, this was what he said. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He saw his own death bearing fruit. His death was not just the finality and destruction. His death was a seed that bears fruit. That is the good news for all of us. Now, with the death of Jesus Christ, we have seed that bears fruit. Now we don't have to see ourselves with fear. You are not just sinners, full of contradictions, shortcomings, and weaknesses. You are not just sinners who deserve to be punished. When that fear is removed, you can see yourself with the grace of God. Not anymore with fear. You can see yourself with the grace of God. This is what St. Paul said. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. He saw himself with the grace of God. Nothing can stop me. No stone to block me. I can conquer the world. With that fear removed, I can conquer the world. This was what Jesus said. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. I have conquered the world. Conquering the world, not in the sense of dominating the weak and the powerless, but in the sense of overcoming the darkness, injustice, evil, and hatred. You become the best version of yourself. Fear destroys you. Fear makes you a real person. Fear robs the joy out of you. When that is gone, when that fear is gone, you can become the best version of yourself. You can conquer the world. You don't know what you can do when that fear is gone, because all your life you have lived with that fear. But when that fear is gone, you don't know what you're gonna be like. By believing in Jesus' death and resurrection, new courage will be given to you, and with that you can live your life with courage and boldness and with power.